Hello and welcome to Mind Force Syndicate Covert Persuasion Part 1 video. What we're going to do in these series of videos is really go in and break down covert persuasion, hypnotic influence, step by step. Now, the reason why we're going to do it in parts is because what I want you to do is, as you're looking at this information, I want you to apply it. So I could take all the concepts that I'm going to cover and, you know, shell shock you with all these concepts. But what I want to do is I want you to have time to work with it. And then as I bring on part two and so forth, you're going to have the ability to get good at using the patterns as well as the different rules that I've set up. And there's going to be many different rules, many different patterns. I like to break the videos down into bite-sized pieces so that it's not an hour-long video that you lose your attention on. I like to make it so that you can learn a lesson and then apply the lesson and then a new lesson and then the same thing, apply it again. So, let's get started. It's going to be a wild ride here, folks. Here we go. Covert persuasion rule number one. Always communicate with an outcome in mind. Now, this is really paramount as you're looking to persuade somebody. Now, when I say persuasion has so many different facets to it. But when I talk about it, we talk covert persuasion, which is the hypnotic influence that you're communicating with people and you're persuading them, regardless of whether they know it or not. Okay, so now, how are we going to do that? You're going to communicate with an outcome in mind. What is it that you want from the communication that you're going after? I always use the example that if you wanted somebody to give you money, the end result would be them giving you money. So it would be as simple as you going up to somebody and saying, give me $100, right? Now, obviously, it's never that easy, unless it was your parents or something, and they're used to giving you $100. But how we're going to do that is, what states do you want them in? I mean, this is kind of, as you're setting up this communication, you've got your, what kind of state do you want them in? How do you want them to feel? What is it that you want them in, a buying state? Do you want them in a relaxed state? Okay, and then you're going to use your skills to direct them to that state. Of course, we're going to cover that. But that's the rule. Always communicate with an outcome in mind. Now, if you've already got manipulation and master secrets of covert persuasion and hypnotic influence, there's tons of great information in that book that if you'll just apply it, it'll work. A lot of times people look at manipulation and say, that it has all the information, but maybe everything's not explained in detail. The fact of the matter is, I like to explain in detail in videos and audios rather than in words, because sometimes it can be misconstrued. And the other thing is, I wanted manipulation to be something you can pick up and just start using it and taking the concepts and running with it versus some long, drawn-out book that takes you a long time to get through. And believe me, I've got shelves and shelves of books on hypnosis and persuasion and influence and all these things. And for the most part, it's just filled with a bunch of nonsense that you have to go through to get to the good stuff. But that's what happens when somebody else is publishing the book. Now, covert persuasion rule number two. The purpose of your persuasion is to get a result. Bottom line. Bottom line is that you're not just doing it for practice. Now, obviously, in the beginning, you may be doing it for practice, but you want to get a result. Now, this result could be a business result. It could be a personal result. It could be somebody that you're looking to date or somebody that you're looking to influence in a certain way. You have to have your blinders on and to get a result. Now, the reason I say to get a result, because sometimes people talk around issues, they talk around things, and they don't hone in on what they want. This is what you need to do. This is done by using your skills to manipulate the situation. Of course, we're going to go into more detail on that as well. Now, this is probably one of the most important rules. Make all of your communication fun and exciting. As you go through this process, you must look at this as fun and exciting. Now, even if you're in a situation where, let's say you're an attorney, and you are using these skills to persuade somebody in a courtroom, still look at things as fun, as exciting, as fresh. Because, see, that's going to give you your best intent. That's going to give you your best results when you look at things as fun and exciting. When you look at things as, oh, I got to do this, it's never really going to get good results. So, Let's go to hypnotic phrase number one. What it's like when. It's very, very powerful. Everything that I'm going to talk to you about, it's powerful because of what it does to the mind. What it allows somebody to do is it allows somebody to think and process. We're going to use the word process a lot. When the mind processes, that gives you an opening to go in. So what's it like when? This phrase forces the person to go into their subconscious to recall the specific circumstance, condition, or state. What's it like when you feel exceptional? Now, as we break down that phrase, what's it like when you feel exceptional, there can be two ways to look at that. The first way to look at that is what it's like when you feel exceptional, which means, what does it feel like when you feel exceptional? Now, that causes them to go in and think about what that word exceptional means or when they felt exceptional. It could be going back to a time when they won an award. It could be going back to a time where they were with a certain person and they felt really good. It could be a time where they earned a certain income or whatever the case might be. Now, that's one way. Number two, let's take a look at this. What it's like when you feel exceptional. That, right there, feel exceptional, is an embedded command. It's a command to the subconscious mind. So again, there are several different ways to do a phrase. It doesn't always have to be the most obvious. It depends on how you pause, and it depends on your intent. You can work it both ways. You could actually say it both ways. If I was talking to somebody, you know, what's it like when you feel exceptional? And they say, well, you know, such and such and such. And then I could say, tell me a little bit more about what it's like when you feel exceptional. Now, what I've done there is I've taken them and I've asked them the question, what's it like when you feel exceptional? And they go in and they process it. And they say something back, well, I feel like this or that. Now, what I then do is restate it. So tell me a little bit more about that, what it's like when you, I pause, feel exceptional. Now, what I've done is I've taken the question and then I've turned it into an actual command, which allows them to actually start to feel exceptional. Now, once we get them to start to feel exceptional, they start to come around to our way of thinking. Now, this is the whole key to using hypnotic influence, covert persuasion, is understanding all these little nuances. That's why we're breaking things down one step at a time. I'm not just gonna throw all these things at you and say, hey, good luck with it. Break it down. It's interesting when you do that. Hypnotic phrase number two, have you ever? These three words are extremely powerful because it actually commands them to go inside their mind and remember all experiences, feelings, states, triggers, processes. Have you ever? And I use the example, have you ever experienced incredible excitement and anticipation about something or someone? And again, when you use this, it allows them to again go inside and start to process. And then, obviously, you would take it to the next level. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? And you can use this in any context. If you were in a business meeting, have you ever experienced the value of having somebody that worked for you that provided so many resources and so much value that you never wanted to see them leave the company? Now, again, it causes them to go in and process it. If you were in an interview situation, you might say, well, you might find that by talking to me that I'm that same type of person. So again, what you're doing is you're setting up a scenario for this person where you're linking a past situation, a past experience. You know, have you ever had a person that you worked, that worked for you, that was so valuable that you don't want to let them go? And you can go down that road and you could say, okay, what was their name? What did they do? And it's taking an interview process and then reinitiating the interview process by you becoming the interviewer. Now, you got to do it subtly, obviously, and I'm using this as an example, but you could use it from the standpoint of dealing with a prospective customer. Have you ever used a product that was so good that you thought that it would be the last product that you would ever need in that particular instance, whether it's a software, whether it's a hard good product, whether it's a service, whatever the case might be? Again, have you ever? It causes them to think. Now, we go back to our phrase here. Have you ever experienced incredible excitement and anticipation about something or someone? Now, again, you're going to pick and choose how you're using that, because you may say something or someone. When you use very non-specific terms like something or someone, though, it causes them to process more. Anytime somebody has to think and their mind is processing away, it allows you to throw in commands. It allows you to subliminally direct them, because now their mind is off thinking. They're not as engaged in the process of your conversation with them, because now they have to think about it, you see? Now, you could restate it, if you wanted to throw in a command. Have you ever experienced incredible excitement and anticipation about something or someone? You could say, have you ever, I want you to experience incredible excitement and anticipation about something. And that something is what we're going to talk about. Now, that is one way that you could actually reverse it. Again, it's a little tricky how you do some of these terms and some of these phrases, but again, this is why you got to practice. That's why you want to write it down. Take your own specific situation, and I use the examples of being an attorney. You're out in front of people. You have to put these together. Again, I've always said that it's like being an actor. You have to know your lines, and you have to know your lines forwards and backwards, especially here, because you're doing so many different things. You're bringing up so many different, like I said, feeling states, triggers, processes, that you have to know how to hone in on those processes. Now, let's go into a persuasion pattern, if you will. Number one, we're going to call this, is first thing you're going to do is get their attention. Now, you can use any phrase that you want in order to get their attention. Again, this is a pattern, we'll say recipe or way that you can use it. So you could use, have you ever, that does get their attention. Have you ever gone on vacation? Give you an example. If I ever said to somebody, have you ever gone on vacation to Japan? Now, most people probably haven't. So if I said, have you ever gone on vacation to Japan? They're going to say no. Now, if they said yes, then I could proceed. Now, this is why when you say, have you ever been on a vacation somewhere where it was absolutely, the best time you ever had? Or have you ever been on a business trip that was absolutely the most productive business trip you ever had? Now, the reason you state it that way is because they go in and they provide the answers. And then you could say, well, can you tell me about that? Where was it? It was in Japan, right? Now you know that they went to Japan prior than just saying, have you ever been to Japan or that type of thing. Now, induce a trance. How do you induce a trance? Obviously, most of you listening to this have manipulation. And so you understand the beginnings of a trance, but very simply, use one of the trance mechanisms to do that. Now, if you don't know how to induce a trance, I'm not going to really cover that here because it's not the purpose of this. This is assuming that you know a lot of these concepts already. And of course, if you don't, email me and I'll add a specific portion on that. Or if you want me to take that idea of trance and expand upon it, just let me know, because I've covered it a lot in manipulation. I covered it a lot in Ultimate Hypnotic Influence. In a lot of the books that I have, a lot of that information is there. But if you need clarification, please let me know. And then you amplify the trance. You take the trance and you amplify it. You make it stronger. A lot of times people look at trance as something that is mystical or something. A trance is really just taking somebody from one state into another. So in the example that I use, when you say, have you ever, when you take them and cause them to start thinking about something else, that's a trance. Just like if you were in a business meeting, or you were sitting in school, or you were at a church service, or wherever you were, and you were listening to the person speak to you, and then all of a sudden your mind started to think about something else, we call it daydreaming, that in itself is a trance. You're in a trance. You know, somebody could wave their hand in front of your face sometimes, and you don't even recognize it because you're thinking about this other thing. Think about that. I want you to really think about daydreaming, because that is the one state that we all do, that we have all done, and it's something that happens automatically in a lot of cases. We just start thought, we think about a thought, and all of a sudden that thought grows, expands. It takes us in a direction that we may never have even thought about. And then once you amplify the trance, then you intensify the state. So whatever state they go into, then you intensify it. You make it stronger. And then obviously they become a lot easier to persuade. Now let's go into persuasion pattern number two. Have you ever given an example, describe the process, and then amplify it? Okay, this process begins the process of installing your thoughts into someone else's mind for future uses. You see, as you start to persuade somebody, you don't want to just persuade them for right now. You want to be able to persuade them. You want to be able to set a trigger off in them that whenever something pops up in their mind that is related to the conversation or to the time that you're working with these people, that they're going to think of you. That is a powerful concept. Very powerful concept. So we're going with the have you ever. Have you ever, and I'll use the example like I said in the last one, have you ever been on a business trip where you actually got so much out of it that it created, you know, a lot of income for yourself, or and created a lot of value for yourself or for a client? Can you give me an example? And then they tell you. And then you describe the process. Well, tell me a little bit about that. What did you specifically do in order to make that happen? Again, they're thinking. They're describing it. Once they describe it, you amplify it by saying that, well, if I understand you correctly, it sounds like when you made that particular business deal, you had, you know, this in this situation in place and that situation in place. Well, when you work with me, what you're going to find is that you're going to have very similar results by using my service, my software, my product, because the way we do it will allow you to get results like that, but even on a greater level. And again, I'm using it from an example of selling a product or something like that. But you could also do it from the personal standpoint. Have you ever been with somebody that you just felt so comfortable around that you wanted to spend, you know, as much time with them as you could? And then again, give an example. Who was that person? You know, they might say my current boyfriend or my spouse. Which obviously, if you're looking to date them, that wouldn't be good. But they might say an ex-boyfriend or an ex-spouse or a friend or whatever the case, and say, "Well, hey, well, what was it that person, you know, made you feel like that really allows you to get those great feelings?" When you find that, then you amplify it, you make it stronger, and again, you connect it back to you. Well, it sounds to me like when you were with your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that you've got such excellent relationship and you had a wonderful time and things are so wonderful. Well, I'll tell you one thing. What you're going to find is that when you and I hang out, when you and I go out, when you and I do this or that, you're going to find that not only are you going to feel those types of feelings, but you'll even feel greater feelings because I'm going to allow you to feel even better about XYZ. And again, I'm going off the top of my head, but if I planned it out, I would know exactly what I wanted to say. And that's what you have to do. Take these concepts and utilize them. Hone in on them. And understand that when you start installing the thoughts. Now, how are you installing thoughts? You're installing thoughts by linking. And what you're doing is they're giving you an example, they're describing the process, you're amplifying it, and then what you're doing is you're saying, well, when you think about that person, I want you to then really start to think about me and realize that if you thought that person was great, wow, you're gonna really think that I am absolutely phenomenal. That's probably wouldn't talk like that, but that's the gist. If you thought that product was good, then by using this product, you're absolutely going to amaze. And every time you think about that other product, you're going to really even think about mine even more, because you're going to realize that it's so much better. It's so much more efficient. It's so much more productive. Helps you become so much more productive, and so on and so forth. Again, you know, these things work beautifully, but you've got to plan them out. It's not something that just happens. And the key is to practice like an actor would. You know, go over your lines, set up these patterns, but also understand the concepts of the patterns so that you can be flexible. You notice I have my notes here, and obviously this is the same ones you're looking at, but I'm also able to kind of go on the fly and understand that what I'm looking to get from the conversation. It's a give and take situation where it's kind of like they're pulling, you're pushing, you know, it's a push-pull situation. You're going back and forth. And every time you're going back at them with your words, your tones, and everything like that, it's creating more persuasion. It's creating more power. And that is the essence of what covert persuasion is all about. So in conclusion, just want to let you know, write out the patterns for the full effectiveness. Write out the outcomes. Write out exactly what you want to do. Write out the states. How do you want them to feel when you leave? And then when you leave, you can kind of get a sense, how does that person feel after I've left? And you should be able to discern how they feel. It shouldn't be a question mark, wow, I wonder if they really liked my proposal, or hey, I wonder if they really liked me. What, you know, would they want to go out with me again? That's not really the question. The question is, how much did you embed that feeling? How much did you embed those states in them to the point where they'll be calling you back? You know, they'll be chasing you for the business versus you chasing them. And that is really the effectiveness of covert persuasion. Again, this is part one. This is the tip of the iceberg, folks, in regards to covert persuasion. Now, again, the whole thing about the Mind Force Syndicate is I like to get your questions, and this was from a question from somebody. And I want questions if you have specific situations that you want me to kind of strategize for you, just let me know, and if we can fit it in, I most certainly will do so. I'd just like to tell you thanks for watching, and have a great day. So long.